Wellbourne Garden Village. Creating a new community is a key priority for us as we seek to deliver much-needed new homes to keep pace with rising demand. At the start of the year, we received an updated planning application from Buckland Development Limited for Wellbourne Garden Village, a new community to the north of Fareham. Buckland originally submitted an application which contained plans for up to 6,000 new homes in 2017. However, there were a number of areas which needed more work before it could be properly considered. The revised application includes a redesigned layout for Junction 10 of the M27, new plans for the local roads, and changes to where community facilities, such as schools, open space, and the new district centre will be. What happens next? Following receipt of the new application, we held a public consultation to gain residents' views, with hundreds of people having their say. This feedback has now been passed to our planning team, who will take it into account as they work through the updated proposals. Keep an eye on the planning pages of our website for updates. Most of the application is seeking approval for the general principles of development at Wellbourne, for example, number of houses and land uses. If planning permission is granted, Buckland will then need to apply for approval of the remaining details. The only detailed plans that Buckland is seeking permission for are the proposals for a remodelled M27 Junction 10 and works to the A32. To find out more about Wellbourne and to see the updated planning application, log on to our website at www.fareham.gov.uk and search for Wellbourne Planning Application. And also, community funding success. Each year, a range of worthy local projects are allocated money from Fareham Borough Council's community funding resource. The funding is specifically set aside to support projects that benefit the community or environment in our borough. Making a difference. Fareham Men's Shed were awarded funds to pay for metalworking equipment to be added to their workshop. Chris Hodgson, treasurer at the organisation, said, "We've got quite a few good, skilled engineers in the workshop, but this equipment means another skill for our members to learn and get involved in. It completes the workshop." The first Sarsbury Green Scout Group were awarded community funding to help pay for a brand new scout hut. Toby King, group scout leader, said, "In our group alone, we will have expanded from about 90 to 150 young people. And then if you add the other organisations, it would be well over 200 young people week in, week out, using the facilities. So over the lifetime of the Scout Hut, I would have thought tens and thousands of young people will benefit from the activities here." Another worthy cause was Wasash Tennis Club, who received funds to pay for the resurfacing of their courts. Helen Rawlins, treasurer, said, "We were struggling to replace the surface. It was becoming slippery and unplayable. With Fareham Borough Council's help, we've managed to get four brand new courts." More great community projects. Fareham North West Community Centre received funds for replacement heating. Funds were given to Little Terrors, a new playgroup which runs from Broadlaw Walk Community Centre. St Mary's Church, Porchester received funding for a World War II memorial. St Mary's Church, Hook with Wasash, received funding to replace their boiler. Any resident or organisation based in the borough can apply for money for one-off purchases from the Community Fund. If you have a project or idea you think is eligible for funding, please call 01329 236100. That's 01329 236100. Or email leisure@fareham.gov.uk for advice on how to apply.